Hello, today I'm going to show you how to install Replay AV 8.21 on my notebook PC. So let's start. Right now I need to see what exactly is on my desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, my documents, 1 of 7.
Okay. I need to find the Replay AV executable file I downloaded at the www.applian.com website. So I'm gonna go to my computer.
M folder view M my network places M my document M my computer.
Okay.
Enter. My computer. Backup left parent D colon right parent.
I'm going to my drive letter.
Enter. Folder view list view not selected R replay AV 7 backup R replay conversions R RAV setup 821.x.
Okay, here's the executable file for the Replay AV 8.21.
RAV setup 821.x 40536 KB application 6/18/2007 8:57 a.m. 17 of 17.
Okay. So I'm gonna press the enter key to run this executable file.
Enter.
And I think my Norton personal firewall has blocked this.
Open file dash security nope. Warning dialog. Do you want to run this file? Name colon cancel button to activate. Press space bar.
I need to check this. I need to minimize for a second.
Windows M desktop tab tab backup left parent JAWS button backup left parent D colon right parent button.
What I'm
pressed.
Gonna do is
tab system tray button to move the Norton personal firewall dash enabled button.
I'm gonna disable my Norton personal firewall first.
Applications menu to navigate. Open Norton personal firewall.
I went to the system tray. I found the Norton personal firewall. I right clicked it.
Disable Norton personal firewall B.
And I'm gonna choose disable.
Enter. Leaving menus. Norton personal firewall dialog. Cancel button to activate.
And I get a dialog box from Norton. And I'm gonna tell it 4 hours.
Tab, more info, tab, combo box, 5 minutes, 30, 1 hour, 4 hours, until 6, 4 hours.
Okay.
Tab, prevent, tab, OK button, to space, backup left parent, D colon right parent, open file dash security warning dialog. Do you want to run this file? Name colon, cancel button, to activate, press space bar.
What I can do here, I'm on a notebook PC, I'm running JAWS 8 on a Windows XP home computer. To recap, I ran the Replay AV 8.21 executable, and I get this dialog box, a warning dialog box, with JAWS on a notebook PC keyboard. You can do a caps lock plus B as in Bravo to review this screen.
Open file, security warning dialog. Do you want to run this file? Do you want to run this file? Name colon, link RAV setup 821.x link, publisher colon, link Applian Technologies Inc. Link, type colon, application, from colon, D colon backslash, run button, cancel button. Always ask before opening this file, checkbox checked. Do you want to run this file? Link while files from the internet can be useful. This file type can potentially harm your computer. Only run software from publishers you trust. What's the risk? Link.
Okay, so I'm going to tap to the run button.
Tab, always ask tab, while file tab, RAV setup tab, Applian tab, run button to
there
activate.
There it is.
Press space bar, Alt plus R.
The shortcut is Alt plus R if you wanted to do it that way. I'm going to press space bar on the run.
Space. List view, RAV setup 821.x, 17 of 17. To move to items, use the arrow keys. RAV setup 821.x, 40536 KB application 6/18/2007 8:57 a.m. Replay AV setup left parent 8.21 right parent dialog. Welcome to the Replay A/V 8.21 setup program. Click next to continue with the setup. Note colon Replay A/V contains no spyware or adware. Next greater button to activate. Press space bar.
Okay. I'm doing this podcast for everybody, for Appian, blind PC users, and for the USendIt developers. Okay? So this is the welcome screen, this welcome setup screen. To review this screen, I'm going to do an insert, a caps lock plus B as in Bravo.
Replay, I have set up 8.21 dialog. Next greater button, cancel button. Welcome to the replay A/V8.21 setup program. Click next to continue with the setup. Note : replay A/V contains no spyware or adware. Click next to continue with the setup. Note : replay A/V contains no spyware or adware.
Okay, then I'm going to press the tab key.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press space bar.
There's a cancel button. JAWS reads it. I'm just showing this to the USendIt folks.
Tab, next greater button to activate, press space bar.
There's a next button.
Tab, cancel button okay. To activate, press space bar.
So
cancel button to activate,
I can do a
press
shift
space
tab
bar.
To go backwards.
Shift tab, next greater button to activate, press space bar.
This is the next button. If I'm not sure, I can do a insert up, a caps lock up arrow.
Next greater button.
I'm going to press space bar on the next button to continue.
Space, replay, I have set up left parent 8.21 right parent dialog. License agreement, cancel button to activate, press space bar.
I'm on the license agreement. If I want to read this, I can do insert plus B as in Bravo. But I'm not going to do this for this podcast. I'm going to use the tab key.
Tab, left back button to activate, press space bar.
There's a back button.
Tab, please read the license agreement below and click next to continue. Read only edit. Use your reading keys to read the text.
It said, please read the license agreement.
Tab, I do not agree to the terms of this license agreement. Radio button checked. 2 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
The current default is the radio button that says, I do not agree. And it's checked. It has a bullet in it. I'm going to up arrow one time.
I agree to the terms of this license agreement. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
And JAWS told me, radio button is checked. I agree. So I know I have it selected. So I'm going to tab.
Tab. Next greater button to activate, press space bar.
And I'm on the next button, so I'm going to press space bar to continue.
Space, replay, I have set up left parent 8.21 right parent dialog. Installation folder, select the installation folder below and click next to continue. Install location : edit C : / program files / replay I have 8. Type in text.
Okay, this is telling me where the application is going to be installed. It's going to be in the C:// program files / replay AV 8. Okay. I'm going to tap.
Tab. Next greater button to activate, press space bar.
If I want to hear the screen, I'm going to do a caps lock B. If you're using JAWS on a regular desktop keyboard, you do an insert plus B as in Bravo. Let's review this screen.
Replay, I have set up 8.21 dialog. Installation folder. Select the installation folder below and click next to continue. Select the installation folder below and click next to continue. Select the installation folder below and click next to continue. Select the installation folder below and click next to continue. Install location : install location : edit C : program files / replay I have 8. Next greater button. Browse ... button. Cancel button. Left back button. Space required. Wired on drive : 52.9 MB. Space available on selected drive : 68,991 MB. 68,991 MB. Select the installation folder below and click next to continue.
Okay. JAWS also told me if I wanted to, some more information, if I wanted to change it, there's a browse button on the screen where I can change the folder path for the replay AV8 program. It also told me the hard drive size and how much space I have left. I don't need to do anything here, so I'm going to find the next button.
Tab, browse, dot, 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 button to activate.
There's the browse
press
button.
Tab, cancel button to
cancel.
Active tab. Less back button to tab. Install location, colon, edit, C, colon, back, tab. Next greater
there's
button
the next
to activate.
Button.
Press space bar. Next greater button to activate. Press space bar.
Jaws told me to activate, press space bar, and I'm going to do this on the next button.
Space, replay, I have set up left parent 8.21 right parent dialog. Ready to install, you are now ready to install replay A/V. Click the install button to begin the installation process. If replay A/V is running, it will be closed automatically. Install button to activate, press spacebar.
This screen tells me we're ready to install, and press spacebar on the install button. Let's make sure.
Install button.
Okay, I did a caps lock up arrow. If you're using the desktop keyboard, you do a insert up arrow. I'm gonna press space bar and on the install button.
Space. Installing files dialog. Installing files. The program files are being installed. Please wait while the necessary files are installed. Please wait while the necessary files are installed. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. 1%. 18%. 28%. 95%, 99%. Performing setup actions dialog. Setup installation actions are now being performed. Please wait while setup actions are performed on your system. Please wait while setup actions are performed on your system. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Performing setup actions dialog. Setup. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Replay AV setup dialog. Install replay converter. Replay converter needs to be installed next to convert your recordings to various audio and video formats like MP3, iPod video, Windows Media, etc. You will need to install Replay Converter right now. Please click Next to install Replay Converter. Next greater button to activate. Press spacebar.
Okay. I get a screen that says you need to install Replay Converter. If I'm not sure, I can do a insert B, as in Bravo again, to review this dialog screen, setup screen.
Replay AV setup dialog. Next greater button. Cancel button. Install replay converter. Replay converter needs to be installed next. Replay converter needs to be installed next. Replay converter needs to be installed next. To convert your recordings to various audio and video formats like MP3, iPod video, Windows Media, etc. You will need to install replay converter right now. Please click next to install replay converter. To convert your recordings to various audio and video formats like MP3, iPod video, Windows Media, etc. You will need to install Replay Converter right now. Please click Next to install Replay Converter.
Okay. I can do an insert, a caps lock up arrow. Again, do a caps lock up arrow to see what button you're on.
Next greater button.
We're on the next greater button, so I'm going to press the space bar.
Space. Performing setup actions dialog. Setup installation actions are now being performed. Please wait while setup actions are performed on your system. Executing file. Cancel button to activate. Press spacebar. 100%. Replay AV setup dialog. Install WinPCAP. WinPCAP needs to be installed next. WinPCAP 4.0 is a helper program used by Replay A/V in locating URLs to capture. It is highly recommended. Please click Next to install WinPCAP. Left parent. You can cancel on the next screen if necessary. Right parent. Next greater button to activate. Press spacebar. Installing files dialog. Installing files. The program files are being installed. Please wait while the necessary files are installed. Please wait while the necessary files are installed. Cancel button to activate. Press spacebar. 20%, 42%, 71%, 99%. Performing setup actions dialog. Setup installation actions are now being performed. Please wait while setup actions are performed on your system. Please wait while setup actions are performed on your system. Cancel button. Performing setup actions dialog. Setup installation actions are now being performed. Please wait while setup actions are performed on your system. Executing file. Cancel button to activate. Press spacebar. 17%. Replay converter setup dialog. Install codecs. The replay converter setup needs to install some codecs. Codecs are used in the conversion process to encode and decode various file formats. Please click Next to continue. Next greater button to activate. Press spacebar.
Note. Listen to the last 2 minutes of this recording. The last 2 minutes you heard from this point. because you'll notice it brought up a WinPCAT message, WinPCCAT, whatever. Disregard that message. Let your screen reader read everything for you, and when it comes to a complete stop, then continue on. Right now I get a codex installation screen. I'm gonna do an insert plus B, a caps lock plus B, sorry.
Replay converter setup dialog. Next greater button, cancel button, install codex, install codex, install codex, install codex. The replay converter setup needs to install some codex. Codex are used in the conversion process to encode and decode various file formats. Please click next to continue. The replay converter setup needs to install some codex. Codex are used in the conversion process to encode and decode various file formats. Please click next to continue.
Okay. It's telling me that replay converter needs to install the codex. So I'm going to find the next button.
Tab, cancel, tab, next greater button to activate, press space bar.
Press space bar.
Space, performing setup actions dialog. Setup installation actions are now being performed. Please wait while setup actions are performed on your system. Executing file, cancel button to activate, press space bar. Install dash register codex dialog. Cancel button to activate, press space bar. Replay app setup dialog. Install WinPCAP. WinPCAP needs to be installed next. WinPCAP 4.0 is a helper program used by Replay A/V in locating URLs to capture. It is highly recommended. Please click next to install WinPCAP. Left parent, you can cancel on the next screen if necessary. Right parent, next greater button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, now the WinPCAP version 4.0 comes up. Okay, and we're going to do a shift tab here.
Shift tab, less back button tab, next greater button to activate.
Just
press
to make
space
sure
bar.
I'm on the next button, I'm going to press the space bar.
Space, performing setup actions dialog. Setup installation actions are now being performed. Please wait while setup actions are performed on your system. Executing file, cancel button to activate, press space bar. WinCAP 4.0 setup dialog. Nullsoft install system v2.16. Nullsoft install system v2.16. Nullsoft install system v2.16. WinCAP 4.0 installer. Welcome to the WinCAP 4.0 installation wizard. Next greater button to activate, press space bar. Alt plus N. Next greater button to activate, press space bar. Alt plus N.
This is the welcome screen for the WinPCAP installation. I'm on the next button.
Next greater button.
I'm going to press the space bar to continue.
Space.
Okay, let's see what's happening. I'm going to do an insert B. A caps lock B.
WinCAP 4.0 setup dialog. Nullsoft install system v2.16. Nullsoft install system v2.16. Nullsoft install system v2.16. WinCAP 4.0 installer. Welcome to the WinCAP 4.0 installation wizard. Less back button. Next greater button. Cancel button. Welcome to the WinCAP 4.0 setup wizard. This wizard will guide you through the entire WinCAP installation. For more information or support, please visit the WinCAP homepage. http://www.wincap.org. Welcome to the WinCAP 4.0 setup wizard. This wizard will guide you through the entire WinCAP installation. For more information or support, please visit the WinCAP homepage. http://www.wincap.org. Welcome to the WinCAP 4.0 setup wizard. This wizard will guide you through the entire WinCAP installation. For more information or support,
okay.
Please visit the
it's
WinCAP
repeating
homepage.
The screen
http://www.wincap.org.
I'm gonna tab till I hear a next button.
tab, cancel button, tab, less back, tab, next greater button to activate, press space bar, alt plus N, next greater button to activate, press space bar, alt plus N, space, press page down to see the rest of the agreement, read only edit, use your reading keys to read the text.
Here we get the license agreement.
Tab, less back button, tab, I agree button to activate, press space bar, alt plus A.
So I tab and I found the I agree button. And I'm going to press space bar to choose the I agree button.
Space, 32%. Finish button to activate, press space bar, alt plus F. Finish button to activate, press space bar, alt plus F.
I'm on the finish button. It has a shortcut letter of alt plus F. And I'm going to press space bar to choose the finish button.
Space, performing setup actions dialog. Setup installation actions are now being performed. Cancel button to activate, press space bar. Replay app setup dialog. Install you send it replay /v now has the ability to automatically forward recorded files to any email address you choose using technology from you send it. This capability is free. The you send it plugin will be installed next. You can click quote cancel quote on the next screen if you don't want to install you send it. Next greater button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, this is the new YouSendIt plugin, which I call YSI plugin application. I'm going to do a insert plus B or caps lock plus B to review the screen again.
Replay app setup dialog. Next greater button, cancel button, less back button, install you send it, install you send it, install you send it, install you send it. Replay /v now has the ability to automatically forward recorded files to any email address you choose using technology from you send it. This capability is free. The you send it plugin will be installed next. You can click quote cancel quote on the next screen if you don't want to install you send it. Replay /v now has the ability to automatically forward recorded files to any email address you choose using technology from you send it. This capability is free. The you send it plugin will be installed next. You can click quote cancel quote on the next screen if you don't want to install you send it.
Looks like the word note is spelled incorrectly here. Okay, you may want to correct that. I'm going to tab till I hear the next button.
Tab, cancel button to tab, less back tab, next greater button to activate, press space bar.
There it is. I'm going to press space bar.
Space, performing setup actions dialog. Setup installation actions are now being performed. Please wait while setup actions are performed on your system. Executing file, cancel button to activate, press space bar. Install Shield Wizard dialog. Preparing to install ... preparing to install ... cancel button to activate, press space bar. 10%. 100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. You send an application plug dash an SDK dash install Shield Wizard dialog. You send an application plug dash an SDK is configuring your new software installation. You send an application plug dash an SDK is configuring your new software installation. Setup status, setup status. Cancel button to activate, press space bar. 5%. 0%. 100%. You send an application plug dash an SDK dash install Shield Wizard. Performing setup actions dialog. Setup installation actions are now being performed. Please wait while setup actions are performed on your system. Executing file. Cancel button to activate, press space bar. Replay app setup left parent 8.21 right parent dialog. Installation complete. Replay /v8 is now installed and ready to use. In demo mode, replay /v will record a maximum of 5 minutes or 5 MB of streaming audio or video per recording. Order now to get unlimited recording time. Greater next button to activate, press space bar.
It said we have successfully completed the installation for Replay AV, and I should be on the next button.
Greater next button.
I'm gonna press the space bar.
Space, replay app setup dialog. Installation complete. Replay /v has installed successfully. Done button to activate, press space bar.
This is another screen that says I successfully installed Replay AV, and I'm on the done button.
Done button.
I'm going to press space bar.
Space. Performing setup actions dialog. Replay AV setup. Performing setup actions dialog. Setup installation actions are now being performed. Please wait while setup actions are performed on your system. Opening file. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Windows Internet Explorer. Connecting dot dot dot. Replay A slash V demo dialog. Page has three links. Welcome to the Replay A slash V demo. This demo is fully functional except for the following limitations: colon. List of two items. Bullet record for 5 minutes per session. Bullet capture 5 MB per file. List end. This page link register now and unleash the full power of Replay A slash V. What would you like to do? List of two items. Bullet this page link register now. Bullet this page link continue with demo. List end.
I'm gonna choose. This is telling me that I don't have a product key and the software is limited and its ability to do what I want it to do. So I need to get a product key. And this is a Internet Explorer we're on right now.
Tab, continue with demo this page link.
And that's what we're going to choose, continue with demo.
Enter. Replay A slash V dialog. You need to configure Replay A slash V once before using it. Click OK to continue. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
I get a message that I need to configure Replay AV. Let's hear that again. And you do a caps lock plus B as in Bravo.
Replay AV dialog. OK button. You need to configure Replay A slash V once before using it. Click OK to continue.
Okay.
OK button.
I'm going to press on the OK button.
Space. Welcome to Replay A slash V dash Windows Internet Explorer. Alt plus B. Folders dialog. Save output files to this folder colon read only edit. C colon backslash program files backslash replay av 8 backslash recordings. Use your reading keys to read the text.
I leave everything as the default here. It's telling me where I want my recordings. The output folder to go to.
Tab, browse button to activate, press space bar.
Here's the browse button if I want to change the path of my recordings that Replay AV8 makes for me.
Tab, temporary files folder left parent recommend 2 GB available right parent read only edit. C colon backslash program files backslash replay av8 backslash recordings. Use your reading keys to read the text.
This is the path for the temp folder. I'm going to leave that as is.
Tab, browse button to activate.
There's
press
a browse
bar.
Button if you want to change it.
Tab, next greater button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus N.
I'm going to press the space bar on the next button.
Space, set up your internet connections on this screen. Connect via default dial dash up connection checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
I don't need that. Let's tab.
Tab, test dial dash up connection button to activate.
No.
Press space tab. Internet connections use a proxy server. Checkbox not checked.
No.
To check, press space bar.
I'm using my tab key on this dialog screen.
Tab, less back button. Tab, finish button to activate. Press space bar.
And I'm on the finish button. I'm going to press space bar. Make sure.
Finish button. Space. Replay A slash V dialog. An older installation of Replay Radio 7 or Replay A slash V 7 was detected. Would you like to import your previous list of shows? If so, please choose the folder where the previous version was installed on the next screen. Yes button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus Y.
Okay, since this notebook PC already had a older version of Replay Radio or Replay AV, I currently have Replay AV 7. And it's asking me if I want to import all my shows and stations from Replay AV 7 to the new Replay AV 8.21. And I do. I'm going to see if I can tab in this screen. No, let me do a caps lock plus B.
Replay A slash V dialog. Yes button. No button. An older installation of Replay Radio 7 or Replay A slash V 7 was detected. Would you like to import your previous list of shows? If so, please choose the folder where the previous version was installed on the next screen.
And I'm going to do that.
tab, no button, tab, yes button to activate, press spacebar.
I'm on the yes button. I'm going to press spacebar.
Space, browse for folder dialog, select a folder, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
I need to find my,
Tab, cancel button to add tab, select a folder, tree view, replace 7 closed, 47 of 67. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
I tabbed a few times and I heard replay AV7. Let's hear that again.
Replay 7 closed, 47 of 67.
Since it said close, I'm going to right arrow.
Level 4, replay 7 opened, 5 items.
And it's open now. I'm going to down arrow.
Level 5, BitTornado, 1 of 5, MP3 Magic.
I'm down arrowing.
Recordings closed. Replay player.
Okay.
Recordings closed.
I'm on the recordings. And I'm going to tab.
Tab, folder, colon, edit, recordings, type in text.
That's correct.
Tab, make new folder button to active, tab, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
Before I do anything, I'm going to review this screen for you. I'm going to do a caps lock plus B as in Bravo.
Browse for folder dialog. Select a folder, tree view, OK closed, 3 of 5. Folder colon edit, recordings, make new folder button, OK button, cancel button, left right scroll bar.
Okay. I'm going to make sure I'm on the OK button.
OK button.
I'm going to press space bar.
Space, replay A/V dialog. The schedule file was not found in the folder you picked. Would you like to try a different folder? Yes button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus Y.
I made a mistake.
Yes button.
Okay.
No button, yes button to activate,
I'll
press space
yes
bar,
again.
Alt plus Y. Space, browse for folder dialog, select a folder, OK button to activate, press space tab, cancel tab, select a folder, tree view, recordings closed, 3 of 5, to move, replay temp, level 4, replay av 8 closed, 40, level 5, temp, replay player, recordings closed, MP3 magic, BitTornado.
Do I locate the schedule.dat file here? Let's see.
Level 4. Replay 7 opened. 5 items. Replay 7 closed. 47
I went
67.
Back to where it said replay 7. And it's closed.
Replay 7 closed. 47 of 67.
Okay. I'm going to tab.
Tab. Folder colon edit. Replay 7. Type in text. Tab, make new folder button, tab, OK button to activate,
I'm on the
press
OK
space
button.
Bar. Space, minimize button to activate, press space bar. Replay A/V dialog, replay A/V media packs dialog. Discover replay A/V media packs. With one click, you can start recording all the best shows that interest you. Would you like to learn more about media packs now? Yes button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus Y.
Looks like this was successful, the import. So basically, you had to find the replay AV7 in the closed position and tap to the OK button. Here I get a message if I want to install the media packs with a yes and no button. No, I do not. I want to tap to the no button.
Tab, no button to activate. Press space bar.
Press space bar. And there's a shortcut of Alt plus N. Jaws reads it for me.
Space, replay A/V hint dialog, hint colon, click the quote open recording wizard quote button to create your first recording. Don't show this hint again, checkbox not checked, to check press space bar.
You get a hint dialog box from replay AV8. Do an insert B to review it if you have to.
Replay A/V hint dialog. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked. OK button. Hint colon. Click the quote open recording wizard quote button to create your first recording.
I'm going to choose the OK button.
Tab. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
I'm going to press space bar.
Space. Minimize button to activate. Press space bar.
And this is the replay AV8 application. I'm going to do a caps lock plus T as in Tango for the title bar of the application.
Title is replay A/V.
Okay. The other thing I would do here is I would do an Alt plus H for the help menu.
Alt H menu, help menu, about to navigate, press up or down arrow A. User got about A.
And choose the about in the pull down list.
Enter, leaving menus, OK button to activate, press
and
space
then
bar.
I'm going to do
/V dialog, replay /V 8.21 unread.
Okay, it said replay AV 8.21 unregistered, and that is true. I'm going to press the escape key.
Escape, minimize button to activate, press space bar. PC cursor.
Okay.
Hide button to activate,
there's
press
the
space
hide
bar.
Button.
Record button
record
to activate,
button.
Press space bar.
I want to see if all my shows got imported from the Replay AV 7 program to this new Replay AV 8. I'm going to find out.
List of shows, list view, not selected, graphic 442, line and low, Friday, 1:49 p.m. unscheduled, 1:54, to
okay.
Move to item.
There are my shows, stations, and podcasts. They did get imported. I'm in the list view box within Replay AV8.
Graphic 995, microphone, Friday, graphic 302, ESPN radio, through May 10th, 4:50. Graphic 428, BBC Sports Roundup, 2 May 20. Graphic 302, GARS Atlanta Journal Sports Web, June 6, 8.
Okay, I'm going to tab.
Tab, exit button to activate.
There's the
press
exit
space
button.
Bar, space, replay /V in dialog. Warning, colon, no scheduled recordings will occur when you exit. Replay /V must remain loaded for scheduling to work. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked.
To
check,
I'm
going
to tab
to
the
bar.
OK button.
Tab, OK button, space, replay /V dialog. OK to quit. Warning, colon, no automatic recording will occur when you exit. Yes button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus Y.
I'm on the yes button. Now I'm going to choose that with my space bar.
Space.
And.
Backup left parent D colon right parent. Folder view list view. RAV setup 8.
We're back on the executable file on my D drive because that's where I started the installation.
Alt F4. Welcome to replay /V- Windows Internet Explorer.
And now we see the Internet Explorer website. We don't need that. We're going to do Alt F4.
Alt F4.
And now we're going to do a Windows key plus M to go to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, my documents, 1 of 10, to move to items, use the arrow keys.
There you have it. Thank you very much. Stay tuned. Let me know if you need any help.